It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node. Dog Day is a podcasting edition. Today we're visiting the Haunted Dusk, an NPC designed for Mythos campaigns.
Are you alone? Were you followed?
His words are hurried, raspy whispers.
The eyes are everywhere.
He quickly ushers the party in, slamming and bolting the doors as soon as they are past the precipice. He takes one last furtive glance out the door's sliver of a window before closing and shuddering the last grasp of the fading evening star.
The dusk comes, and we have much to discuss before the moon silvers the land.
The rumors surrounding the Haunted Dusk are ones of caution, concern, and chaos. Many in town will look forlorn at thoughts of memories of them from before the boating accident. You understand? Others will scowl and curse, damning the very notion of having this lost scholar within the thread of their lives. But parties are a nexus of such figures, so it is no small wonder this one invited a group to his dwelling with the promise of a prophecy. Plot device and MacGuffin delivery lies in the heart of using this NPC. They have seen things, been hunted by them, and now think they know the truth of it all. They are scared. They have seen the sights that drive mortals to panic, the unending fangs and impossible limbs, too many of each. These fears may seem an inroad for manipulation, risk them not. Parties who try will find the Haunted Dusk rapidly turns on those they deem corrupted. A cautionary ally can become an enemy far quicker than they are prepared for, especially at this initial clandestine gathering. In early days of the 20th century, they are the explorer come home to tell of terrors of the deep, the herald of the darkness to come. In distant aeons, they have witnessed the stars move firsthand and seen the blackening field of night hide the massive things moving between worlds. If only their ship could run faster. In ancient days of legend, they know of the horrors that lurked before light found the world. They hold the door firm and seek aid keeping it shut. Night looms as the sun dips below the horizon. The dread building is one of caution, of a chilling sensation that consumes the heat of the day like ice water poured over burning coals. Now, only the midnight hour remains. And so we reach the third part of this little series, the Cycle of the Day NPCs. I'm enjoying this so far. This one is pretty straightforward. It's very much built on kind of classic tropes that Mythos has. You always need an inroad, a route to bring the players towards the face of the beast. Sometimes, you know, they'll find their way in, but dropping such a card as the MacGuffin that this character is gives them a hammer blow to break open the gate for what lurks beyond in the deeper reaches of the story. One more to go. Just the night. Just the midnight hour. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscapes. Hold on. I know how to pronounce this. Hold on. I looked it up. Sirenscapes Nyarlathotep sound set. I feel like you need to have two tongues to say that. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.